Hey guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast, FNF, with your favorite host, Leo. So I got good news and bad news. The bad news is we lost all the audio. The good news is I was able to recover about half of it because I was recording on my phone as a backup. Unfortunately, someone gave me a call. That's right, someone called me in 2020. Cringe? No, just kidding. Someone called me at a very inopportune time because I was recording. So yeah, that was unfortunate. I never get phone calls, but this time I did. Yeah, as is life. So yeah, I was able to salvage about half of it. That's what this episode is going to be. A few of the important things that we talked about that aren't in this episode, we're going to talk about them next time. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to let you guys know what happened there. And also, I wanted to say a huge shout out to everyone that listens to us. Thank you so much for your support, for listening, for sharing, and just for, you know, sticking with us even through our bad times and good times. It's like we're practically married, you know, you and I, till the end, bitter end. Yeah, but shout out to Ireland. You guys came in with your little potatoes, and you just worked your way up to the second spot. You're our second most popular country where we play. So yeah, shout out to all the countries that listen to us, everywhere you listen to us in the world, every single one of you. Thank you so much. Shout out to USA, Ireland, Romania, Netherlands, Brazil, Germany, Russia, Ghana, New Zealand, and Australia, among so many others. These are just the top ones. Thank you so much for your support. Continue to follow us, continue to support us, and we'll keep out making stuff. You know, keep growing as a brand. Keep growing as a podcast. Yeah, just wanted to say thank you for all your support. If you would like to support us for free, you could just like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen. You can also follow us on Instagram at FNFpod or follow my personal, LeoVBH. You can also find me on Twitch at LeoVBH and on Twitter at LeoVFNF. We really appreciate everything you guys do for us. And if you ever have enough money to spare, you can also donate to us if you would like, using Patreon or Anchor. They have ways for you to donate. Alternatively, I would suggest you get the merch. It's the best way to look fashionable while you support us. But like I said, there's no need to. We appreciate you guys just listening to and continuing to support us. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of the show. Goodbye.
He's like, yep. So,
like, this is what we trained you for.
Yeah.
This is your training, boy.
So, I got in this fucking big ass truck that I've never driven once before, mm-hmm, on this road that's like, on one side you have a cliff face with really large rocks sticking out of it, uh-huh, that says danger, large rocks.
Jesus.
And then on the other side you just have this sheer drop off, mm-hmm, with no rail guard.
That gives me so much anxiety.
And the road is like, the road was really thin too. It wasn't as wide as a normal road, let me tell you that. And so I'm sitting there like shaking as I'm trying to drive down this fucking hill. And
nice.
Oh god.
That's terrifying.
Went like 5 miles per
listen,
hour.
You were living. You were living La Vida Loca.
Let me also just reiterate that this was before my dad had his weight loss surgery, before he got a stomach cut.
Oh, damn.
So he was able to drink a lot of fucking liquor.
Yeah.
So he was very, he drank a lot of liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fun.
He was probably 11 or 12 shots of whiskey in. So that was cool.
He's still going strong.
Yeah. He was still functioning, he just definitely couldn't drive, you know? So right. I'm like shitting my pants while I'm driving this fucking truck.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Nice.
I don't have any stories of me driving per se that are super interesting, but I do have a story of Maria driving, younger sister.
This could not be good.
Yeah. Maria's 20, still doesn't have her license because she refuses to get it. She doesn't have her permit because it expired. But my parents refused to teach her how to drive because they were already terrified of, like, teaching me how to drive. So once they taught me, they're like, okay, you're going to teach the rest of them. So I'm teaching Maria how to drive, and we're going towards the high school. Uh-huh. And you know how there's, like, really windy roads over there?
So
Maria and we're like approaching a curve, like it's a really tight curve, and she, instead of braking, she's like hitting the gas, and she doesn't brake up until like the corner starts, and we almost flipped around.
What?
That was interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
How'd she almost flip around?
Well, Maria was in the, we were in the big truck, like the one that we used to have, the Suburban.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. And that thing's kind of heavy, so I guess she was just really scared, so she almost flipped it, and Panchita's in the back just, like, screaming at Maria.
Nice.
So that was fun.
Yeah, big cars are hard to drive, because, like, if you're going a little bit faster, that thing's tipping over. That happens to me in the Durango all the time.
Yeah.
If it's slightly wet, you better not go up 20.
Yeah. No, I learned in that big truck. That was like my car to drive to school every day.
Yeah.
And I never had a problem with it. So,
I mean, honestly, it's better when you're learning to drive to like drive a bigger car, like a harder to drive car.
Yeah, because it's easier to transition.
Yeah, exactly. Like the first car I ever learned to drive was like a long bed F-150, and that thing was big.
Yeah.
So after driving that, the little Honda Fit was nothing. Long bed F-150?
That you mentioned that, because recently Lucas just bought a new car, and I think that's what he just got actually, like
a long bed F-150.
Nice. Kind of, it might be it, I'm not sure, but he just came back with a truck.
Yeah, I want a new car.
I need a new car too. Listen, I've been trying to sell my Durango on Let Go, right, for the past like week and a half, and I've gotten 4 people who are like, dude, meet me. I'll be there tomorrow. And then they just don't call me again or don't show up. I've had 4 no-call, no-shows.
Trying to sell something on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
I am thinking of selling my car, too, but I'm not sure how much I'd be able to get for it.
I'll give you $20 in the Durango.
I'm not selling you my car for $20 in the Durango.
Listen, it's a good fair trade. You can sell the Durango. Whatever you make off of it is yours.
You're stupid.
I need a small car.
That's what you have, Mom.
I know.
I'll trade you cars, Crystal.
What kind of car do you have?
2015 Lexus GS.
2015 Lexus GS? Do you even know what kind of car I have?
Nope.
She's got a 2012?
2007
Toyota Camry.
Fuck yeah. Major upgrade.
Don't you still owe money on the car though, Dennis?
Yeah. About 22,000, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just transfer the debt over to Crystal and then you're good.
Oh my god.
Good luck, Crystal. You know you got 22K.
You still have that blue one, the Mazda?
I gave it to Mikey, so Mikey's driving it, but I gave it to him on the condition that he can't sell it because we have to make an autocross car out of it. So we're going to probably next year go half and half on our turbo kit.
Nice.
Clutch, probably bigger wheel.
Why do you need a treasure? Why do you need a new clutch, Dennis?
He's got to constipate. Yeah.
Why do I need a new clutch?
Yeah, why do you need a new clutch?
Fuck you, Leo. Teaching you how to drive that fucking car. I was teaching Leo how to drive that car. My clutch is already chattering, but that car, like, I'm teaching him how to drive it, and he's just hearing Leo go on it as we're trying to go, and by the time, like, I don't know, we were probably 10 or 15 minutes going around in circles trying to teach Leo this thing, and we stop, and I could smell the clutch, and I said, Leo, you're done.
Listen, man,
because it was burning.
I tried.
Wait, oh, you taught Leo?
Huh? Yeah, he was teaching me how to drive manual. But here's the thing, you guys know me, I'm a big boy.
It was
I looked like Mr. Incredible in that car. Like,
I love that.
He was trying to teach me how to drive that little Miata. I was like, dude, I cannot do this. He's like, it'll be fine. And I was like, fine, let's do it. Because I did want to learn how to drive, but I mean, also I was stuck in there. So it was very hard for me to like move my hands and feet. And he was like, all right, hit the clutch. And I was like, all right, okay. And then,
oh dear.
You know, I was like really struggling to like do it. I mean, I did it. It's just at one point I messed up and I hit the clutch a little too hard and my foot was on fire. I wasn't wearing shoes.
You know, nah, what happened is he didn't fucking hit the clutch enough, and he's not letting out the clutch enough, and he's just gassing the shit out of it, so it's, like, at its grab point, like, at the friction zone.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there gassing it, and so it's just fucking burning it. Yeah. And in all fairness, the car's clutch was starting to go anyways. I actually bought a new clutch for it already to replace it, but I didn't put it in, and my brother hasn't put it in since he's gotten the car, so it's kind of screwing around.
Yeah, you and then also,
when my brother pulls in, you can hear the clutch going.
Also, you can't blame it all completely on my part, because I remember you said you were teaching Shannon.
I taught a few people. I taught Monica. I taught Shannon. I taught you.
Oh, I feel like I lost. Oh, you offered all these people, but not me.
Do you want to learn how to drive it? Fuck, dude, I don't care.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's not hard. It's just you get the hang of it. Yeah. Except for also, you have to fit in the car. That might help you. Yeah.
did you ever stall the car?
Did I ever stall it? Yeah, I think I did, right, Tennis? I think I did.
Yeah, you definitely stalled it a few times.
Yeah.
He mostly burned it, but he did stall it a few times.
The first time I ever learned stick shift. Okay, not the first time. The first time Tyler taught me stick shift was no, not telling him about the first time. But he took me to the parking lot.
Tyler took off his freaking headphones. He's like, "Wait a minute, what?"
So in high school, I was hanging out with this one guy, and he told me he would teach me how to drive stick shift. He did not teach me how to drive stick shift, and we did stuff like other stuff.
Anyway. What the frick?
Yeah. Anyways, the first time
let me touch your butt, I teach you how to drive stick.
Wait a minute.
He touched more than my butt.
Wait,
anyways, he touched my butt.
Oh my god!
No, the first time,
guys, this is an exclusive FNF interview. Thank you for listening.
I hate you. No, the first.
That's the title of the episode when I put it on YouTube. Crystal gets touched in the what? And then I'm gonna have a picture of you, and then just like highly edit your face to like your mouth open.
Okay, so
mouth open.
Well, because you're gonna be like you're in awe, you're shocked.
Okay, that's why my mouth's open.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put things in there.
Anyway, the first time I actually learned, Tyler took me to the Dollar Tree parking lot. Surprisingly, I did very well.
Well, did you kill how many crackheads did you kill that day?
None.
What? There's like 40 of them. That's crackhead central.
Yeah, but I didn't stall a single time.
Doing the world of favor.
Like I did it perfectly fine, and and now I really want a new car that's manual because mine's an automatic.
Yeah, well, the advantage of automatics is like you really don't have to put any thought into driving, like
that's the problem.
I would have been dead years ago if I was driving a manual, because I always space out when I'm driving. I'll just be like, when the hell did I get to Folsom?
Yeah,
that's the thing about manual is like when you get really good at it though.
Yeah.
When you get really good at it, it's just second nature. You don't look at the tach or anything when you shift. You just shift by feeling the car.
Right.
And so it's almost as mind-numbing as an automatic. Until you get into it.
So
you
start, like, what you're telling me is
when you're first starting out.
We're eligible enough to drive like the people from the Fast and Furious series.
Yes.
So I will be completely in word where I can drive just like Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious. And I will
just like you mean just like Vin Diesel's stunt double?
Double Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's stunt double. Not the real Vin Diesel.
He's the one that was doing all the... If you get a car with, like, 26 gears, dude, I'm gonna be super impressed. That's how many fucking gears you need to be fast in the series. You need, like, 26 fucking gears.
Just get a car with paddle shifts, you know?
Yeah, let me shit out money.
The little Honda Fit that I had was a fucking... had paddle shifts, and it was a super sport or whatever.
It's yeah, but it's electronic. It's not the same.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
All right, that's
my
enough.
Coworker had one of those. Sorry.
No, you're good. Keep going.
My old coworker had one of those, but it's because he's in a wheelchair.
Why? What was that? Was so strange.
We were talking about paddle shifts.
It makes sense. It completely does. I don't know why it caught me off guard. I laughed for no reason.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, let's move on. Okay, by the pizza guys, I guess the other day someone, I don't know, I like to think that they were like really drunk or really hungry, and they just drove up on the sidewalk and knocked down all the like signs on the that are made of like steel, like they're steel poles that are put into concrete, might I add.
Nice.
Right by pizza.
Yeah, right in front of pizza guys, like where the T-Mobile is.
Huh. So let me think. Back in October, I'm gonna go on a trip with my now ex-girlfriend, and as I'm waiting for her, you know, it's getting close to the time we're supposed to leave. She's not quite at the house yet. So, anyways, I'm at, goddamn, the Rona.
Corona.
Yeah, he's got the Rona.
So while I'm waiting around my house, bullshit, I hear a knock on the door. So I go answer. My little Japanese neighbor Sue, she. Bless her soul. She hardly speaks a lick of English. She's sitting there like panicking, telling me. She's like, Bob. So she's like, Bob. I'm like, hold on. So what about Bob? She's like, Bob, the grocery store. I'm like, Bob needs help with his groceries? She's like, no, driving grocery store. I'm, what the fuck are you talking about? He's at the Rayleigh. She's like, yes, go Rayleigh. Right? I'm like, okay. Yep. So I drive down to the Rayleigh's and I get there, and there's this fucking hole in the side of the Rayleigh's that this drove into.
What?
Because he's in his mid-80s now at least. And he shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
He's very obese, and he has really bad neuropathy in his leg, so he can't feel his leg. Mm-hmm. So he thought he wanted to... He had this car in reverse, and so he wanted to hit the brake, though, and instead he just kind of smacked the throttle and just went into the fucking side of the Rayleigh's.
Nice.
And so I'm, like, looking for him. I see his car in the parking lot, but it's empty. Just the back end is just fucking destroyed. And so I walk in the Rayleigh's. I'm like, hey, where's the guy that did that, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's shopping.
Yes.
So I go find him in Rayleigh's. Yeah, and he went shopping. Yeah. So I go find him. I help him with his shopping. What and a, like we're just casually strolling
what
through Rayleigh's.
What a legend, man.
After he put a fucking hole in the side. No, the cops weren't called. Everything was dealt with. You know, he explained the situation, gave him the insurance, whatever. And so anyway, so we waited for the tow truck guy to get there, and then sent the tow truck guy off back to the house, right?
Yeah.
And he dropped off his Cadillac, and he's like, that's it, I'm done driving. So he doesn't drive anymore.
Well, good.
I'll tell you, that was
he learned his lesson.
Wild.
I like anyway, the fact that he still went shopping.
Well, listen, Crystal, he was already at the store. He'd already done it. He still got to get groceries.
The man's got to get his groceries.
If he went home without groceries, that's a failure.
Spot for his new car.
Oh wow! Thanks for interrupting, Peter.
I will interrupt you.
It's what fine.
Did he buy,
the second new Ford Ranger.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna buy that. Off
Ford Ranger, Dennis. If he got anything new, I'm gonna take it from him. I'm gonna take Crystal's car. I'm gonna take Peter's brother's car.
No.
If you give me like a solid $15,000,
Crystal, I've seen that car. Your car is not worth $1,500.
Crystal, you should know that he has no penny worth of name whatsoever.
Dennis, why don't you buy my car, man?
Not worth anything.
I don't want your car, Leo.
Please take it. It's only $2,000.
Yeah, I don't want your car either.
Anyway,
only $2,000? Are you kidding me, Jesus?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. $2,000. Take it.
So the cherry on top to that story, though, it's great because once we got back and everything, I helped him settle his shit back down. I got him in his house, right?
Yeah.
He's okay. His wife started to calm down. And so the cherry on top is for helping them. He gave me $5.
Nice.
He gave me $5. So I just have that $5 bill in my room at my parents' house and just sitting there. And I will never spend that $5.
Just to remind, dude,
you
just like
make it into a little crane.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Krabs' first dollar.
Oh yeah.
just put it in a frame. Yeah.
Frame.
I fucking might.
put me first dollar right above it. All right, anyway, moving on to the next topic.
Your cheating neighbor.
No, we're going to get to that. Okay.
I want to know.
I know you do. Okay, so we have this woman with the audacity on Twitter. Her name is Sandy Naur. Do not send hatred to the person because they've already had enough. I've seen the comments. It did not end well. But her tweet was this. Joe Biden could rape me in the middle of Fifth Avenue and I would still vote for him before I would vote for Trump or Sanders. That was the tweet.
Jesus. That's heavy. Yeah.
I don't know how someone could, like, honestly think that in their mind that, like, you would prefer to get raped by someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue for some odd reason. It's specifically Fifth Avenue before you would think about voting for someone else you don't agree with or, like, that you just don't like.
Well, you're forgetting the fact that over 50% of Americans don't really think that well. You
get a point.
Well, yeah, it's just so jarring that she, like, tried to defend her statement in the comments, and she was like, you libtards and, like, this and that, you leftists, you commies, etc. Like, I was like...
The person that's voting for Joe Biden.
Yes, exactly.
Who's also liberal.
Whatever, man. God. I don't know, I think people need to, like, just take a step back and really think before you act, you know?
That's never gonna happen.
No, of course not, but it'd be nice.
She's like the other side of rice gum.
What the hell? What? How does that even relate to rice gum?
Did it feel good, though? Yeah.
Oh. Nice. For those of you that don't understand that joke, go watch the iDubbbz video.
The content cop
on Asian Jake Paul.
Oh,
alright, moving on to the next topic because I hate Twitter. The artist Watsky went on to rap for 33 hours and 33 minutes straight in an attempt to raise money for the COVID for artists who are struggling right now. Alright.
I stayed up for 33 hours straight before, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I mean, can you imagine rapping too, though, the whole time? Alright, I gotta go do something. I'm gonna pause right here. I'll be right back.
Okay, where are you going?
He's gonna go take a shit.
To kill a hooker?
He's gonna be back.
To kill a hooker. At least you're not putting this in.
This gives me a good opportunity to go get some medicine. Because I should be in bed right now.
Why?
Because I have to wake up at 4 in the morning tomorrow.
Jesus. Is your job accepting new hires?
My job?
You have to apply yourself.
You have to go through academy, and it takes about a year to 2 years to get in. But
I need a job.
Okay. I would not suggest correctional officer.
Yeah, I think I'd be up for that. Like,
temporarily on hold until we decide to open again or something?
Yeah. They're actually reopening academy pretty soon, but they're having...
Hey, baby! Hey, baby! It's me, your boy.
Your boy.
I have killed the hooker. She's dead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you kill her?
Her name was Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Her name was Tabitha. She's dead now. I killed her.
She had to drive stick first?
She couldn't teach me how to drive shift. She didn't have legs. She taught me how to drive paddle shift, though. It was nice. You want to tell me? I'll tell you how I killed her. I shoved my mascara tube down her throat.
What the fuck?
She goggled on it until she passed out.
Goggled?
She goggled on it until she passed out. To which then I threw her out the side of the road. Unfortunately, the car behind me was a big trig, and it ran her over.
You've given this a lot of thought.
No, I just came up with it. All right, I'm back. Watsky, you know, 33 hours, good for him. That's pretty cool. I mean, it was honestly insane. Just like I didn't watch the whole thing, but like I watched a couple bits of it, and I was like, damn, he was still spitting fire. Like I was like, damn. All right, he was spitting fire, mate. He was spitting fire. All right.
I didn't watch it, but I like his stuff.
Yeah, of course. We remember when we went to go see him.
He's raising money for the wrong thing, dude. Yeah. Corona is just a government conspiracy to distract us from the real threat.
5G towers?
the birds.
You know,
and
the
5G towers or the killer hornets?
Wow.
The killer hornets are a real threat.
You mean the Japanese frickin' bee?
the one they found that was already dead?
Yes, exactly. All right. The next topic, I just want to, I don't know, it's a little serious, but so what happened, I don't know if you guys read the, you know, what was going on, but two men were charged in connection with the deadly shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia.
Yeah.
And this happened, what? I think, so what happened was is that there was two guys who were accused of shooting 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. So what happened was is that there's in this neighborhood in Georgia, people had been breaking into houses. and so one day, this guy, his name is Ahmaud, he would go through the neighborhood just like doing his morning jog. It was like 9 or 10 a.m., right? And then the police got a phone call from one of the neighbors in the park in the, you know, the neighborhood. It was these two white guys. One was older and one was a son, and
two,
I guess,
rednecks.
Well, yeah, it's Georgia. They called the police and they were saying, we have a suspicious individual who was running through the houses, you know, running through our neighborhood. And the person on the line was like, okay, what is he doing? Is he doing anything bad? Is he a threat? Are you sure he's the person? And they were like, yeah, he seems suspicious. He's running through the neighborhood. We're going to follow him. And they're like, does he seem suspicious? We'll send a unit out, etc. So I guess the police sent out a unit and they said it'd be there in like 10 minutes or whatever. The two people then got into their like big ass Dodge Ram truck and then followed him down the street. And they were following him very closely. Sometimes they would even cut him off. Like, there's a video online and you can find it. They were like cutting him off and he was just like trying to run. He was ignoring him. Eventually they pulled up right in front of him and stopped him from continuing to run. Both of the guys were armed. And the driver got out of the car and he pointed at him with a shotgun. And then he like put it right into his face. So obviously Ahmaud, you know, like snatted it away. And the dude in the back of the truck shot him two times in the back. And Jesus. So they shot him and he was laying on the ground, right? And so he died. He died in February, and the police did not arrest the two people that shot, you know, the two people that were involved. They did not arrest them until, I think, May. Like
the, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, like two or 3 weeks ago. They arrested them 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they finally were caught. Like, they were charged with murder and, like, second degree or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
but
so it's been, like, 2 months.
It's been well over 2 or 3 months. And it took that long just to, like, prove that they killed him, even though there was video evidence.
There's video evidence of it, yeah.
So,
would the police department also get in trouble for taking that long?
Yes, but here's the thing. So this is why it was also a big thing, is because it turns out that the people involved, the older guy was used to be part of the police force. So he was a cop. So that's why people were saying that they also didn't want to arrest them, is because the dad used to be a cop. And so they were like playing favoritism or just trying to like put it under the rug, you know?
Yeah.
So that's but
fucked.
So, you know, it's messed up, but I guess, you know, in the end he did get justice. I mean, I'm sure his family doesn't see it that way, but that's probably as best as they're going to do with this corrupt, you know, government or whatever. I don't know.
Who keeps hitting their microphone?
I think that was me hitting my leg.
I'm muted, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was my leg. I hit my knee. That.
Oh.
That's my knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Peter.
Yeah. Fucking Peter.
Oh, no,
piece of shit. Alright, next topic is I just wanted to mention it. There's this guy on TikTok, I don't know why, but he was like, he made this TikTok where he says he's gonna kill Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What?
Yeah, alright, here, I'm gonna play the audio for you.
Okay, I made my decision. 6'9", if I catch you lacking in these fucking streets, I'm gonna make that brain fluid leak on the concrete on site. And that's on God and my motherfucking mama.
This, unfortunately, is one of the parts that we discussed in depth. However, like I mentioned earlier, we lost some of the audio, so I'm going to try my best to sum it up. Dennis said Lamau. Peter said... Tristel was the only one who felt very strongly about this and agreed with the man in question. And for those of you who haven't seen that TikTok, he looked like my 6th grade science teacher who used to sell weed to the kids behind the basketball court. Anyway, yeah, Tristel said... Yeah, I agree, dude. If I see him in the streets, it's on site. Like, for real? You better step back. It's on site, man. All right, I apologize. For those of you who didn't have a science teacher who sold weed to the kids behind the basketball court, you probably don't have a very good visual representation of what he looks like. So just imagine, like, a 45-year-old man with gray-white hair, a black and grayish beard, and he looks like he hasn't shaved or bathed in about 2 weeks. He's very herbal and organic, and he looks like he probably has like the world's largest Star Wars collection, and he has a man bun. So yeah, that's your visual representation for that guy. You're welcome. Anyway, so next, moving on, did you guys see that video I sent of the lady? Her name is Jennifer Murphy, and she's Jennifer like what? Jennifer Murphy. She does like, I guess she does like bed sheets and like just decorations in general. I don't know if she ever had a career after this, but it was back in 2016 is when the video was posted. It's of Jennifer Murphy beds, and it was produced by some people. She performed this live at the pink carpet launch party. She was singing a song. It was called "I Want to Be Ninja."
Ninja.
Yes, I want to be ninja, and it was. It was a group of just like everyone in this room was white. Everyone in this room, except for this one Asian lady who was right in the front row. And this whole song is about how she says that she's gonna kill Chang or whatever his name is because he like stole her money. And so she's gonna go down to Chinatown. Oh, his name was Chow. Yeah. So I'm gonna play just like the. So yeah, I will add the audio here. I apologize to everyone who's going to hear this because this is both cringy and extremely racist. So buckle your seatbelts, boys and girls. We're about to go on a fucking ride.
You know what? Maybe I too could be ninja.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to jump, 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 jump down. Training hard, I think I could go far. I am a natural, that's matter factual. I learned to chop real hard, I fight with credit card. I use my nunchucks, even while feeding ducks. I throw my ninja star, also very far.
And yeah, that is I Want to Be Ninja, one of the most racist things I've seen in a while. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a like wherever you want. Thank you so much for listening. I also wanted to say that she did post a reaction / a response to why she made that video. We'll go over it next time. I want to see everyone else's opinions about it, since most of the, it was all cut out from this episode. So we didn't even get to discuss it in this one. So we'll discuss it next time, and we'll go over her response to why she made it. P.S. That woman is not self-aware whatsoever. So we'll take a look at it next time, and hope you guys enjoyed. Also, thank you to the sponsors, FNX Fit and Anchor. Thank you so much for supporting us. And if you want to get 15% off your next order at FNX Fit, you'll get 15% off for any protein or any other workout stuff that you might need, clothes or just protein / CBD or whatever they offer. Go check them out. FNX Fit. Leo V FNF is the code. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next time. use our code LeoVFNF and you will get 15% off your whole order. Get 15% off your whole order with the code LeoVFNF. I am a professional podcaster. That is correct. That is who I am. That's what you're listening to. You're listening to 107.9 The Fuck. All right. Good night, guys. Bye.